Gimel Tavis, Friday the 6th of December, Rabbi Akiva Yaffa Schlesinger, Emunah and Bitochen.
Good morning to everybody. I need to excuse myself. My English is not English-born English. I'll try my best and I hope you understand me. We are now one day after Hanukkah. We are beginning the month of Tevis, and we are Erev Shabbos Kodesh Pashd Vayigash. All these 3 points have a strong connection. This week in the parasha starts Golus Mitzrayim. Yankovinu goes down to Mitzrayim. This is the beginning of the Golus on Klal Yisrael. And as we know, the Golus from Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim was the first Golus. But this is the Shoyrish from all the Golios, what we are till now in Golus still. And everything what happened then is coming back in all the Golios. And the bad points and the good points, everything, the Shoyrish was in Mitzrayim. And everything is going back and back again and again till today. The beginning of the Golus starts when Yankovin go down to Mitzrayim, and Yankovin was scared to go down to Mitzrayim. Till HaKadosh Baruch came to him and told him, Al tiru merdo Mitzrayimu, don't be scared to go down to Mitzrayim. Ke legoi gudu lasimchu shom, I will make you a big nation, a big Klal Yisrael, will come through Mitzrayim. O noichi eiredimchu Mitzrayimu, I will go down together with you to Mitzrayim. And I will be the one who will take you up from Mitzrayim. Alcho gam uloi. A doppeltalia. It will be a twice you will come up. Alcho gam uloi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his words to Yankov Avinu. He says, Ve Yosef yushis yudoi alenecho. And Yosef will put his hand on your eyes. Rashi on place doesn't explain what the Kadosh Baruch Hu mean by these words, Yosef will put his hand on your eyes. The Sforno, the Rashbam, the Rishonim are telling us, Kipshutoi, the Yosef Yushis Yudah Alanechot means that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yankov, don't be worried to go to Mitzrayim, you have a son, a king there, everything what will be needed, he'll organize for you, everything will be okay. Kol chafotzecho, yase Yosef. Yosef yushis yude alenecho. In Zohar HaKodesh, on this pusik here, the Zohar HaKodesh says, Ve Yosef yushis yude alenecho, do ruze de kriya shma. This is the secret of kriya shma. Everybody knows that by kriya shma, we all put our hands on the eyes, and we say shma yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. The Yosef Yushis Yudoi Alenecho, Yosef will put his hand on your eyes. Do Ruze the Kriyashma. Here is the secret from Kriyashma. And we need to understand what the Kadosh Baruch Hu mean to tell Yankov Avinu with his words, and what is the sod from Kriyashma, and why here is the place to explain the sod from Kriyashma. Later on, when Yankov Avinu arrives to Mitzrayim, the Torah says that Yosef and Yankov meet together. Yosef is falling on Yankov Avinu's neck and is crying. And Rashi on play says B'Shem Chazal, V'Yankov loy nofal al tzavur Yosef. Yankov Avinu did not fall on Yosef. Only Yosef fell on Yankov Avinu. Why? Says Rashi, because Yankov Avinu had to say Kriya Shema. And all the Mefoshim, the Rishonim already, asks, Mimo nafshech? Was it then this man Kriya Shema? If yes, why didn't Yosef say Kriya Shema? If not, why did Yankov Avinu say in this moment Kriya Shema? Couldn't he find a minute earlier or later to say Kriya Shema after 22 years not seeing Yosef, and this is the minute he has to say Kriya Shema? So if it was this man from Kriya Shema, okay, so Yosef had also to say Kriya Shema. But if not, why did he choose this second to say Kriya Shema? And again, in the beginning of the parasha, we find the whole story that Yehuda comes back to Yosef, a story to Gevi HaKesef. Yosef had sent his shliach to put in the Gvia Kesef Bamtachas Ben Yomen, and the cup of silver is found there, and Ben Yomen has to be an eved for Yosef, and Yehuda goes down to Yosef and starts to say his speech, why yes and why not, ki avdech ura v'sanar me'imuvi, and I have to bring him back to the father. And there is here a big question. Bishloime, the parasha from Miketz, the parasha from last week, Yosef made a whole tactic how to bring down Ben Yomen. He took Shimon, he told them Meraglim Atem, they had to go back and come back. Okay, the Ramban asks already, what was his permission to make tzar for his father Yankovin 1 minute more than he was allowed? They came down, he had to say, I need Yosef. He had to send a letter basically. 22 years, you couldn't send a letter to your father, tell him, I'm leaving, I'm here, I'm a king in Mitzrayim. Why didn't you send it to your father? And if they come already down and you see your brothers, tell them, I need Yosef. He wanted to, have we looked in Yiddish, Chepedon? He wanted to shake them down. He's not the Bala Cheshbonus, the Cheshbonus who has his Cheshbonus. Not Yosef has to make all this calculation and to answer back what happened here. So why did Yosef have a heter of permission to do this? So the Rabban said, because he had chaloimus. He dreamt that all the brothers has to mishtachve be to him. Okay, so he had no breire. So he has to make a whole tactic, how to bring Binyamin down, because Binyamin is one of the brothers, also has to be mishtachve. But Binyamin came already. He made everything what he want. Let him go now. Say unto Yosef, what's the whole new story, Gvia Kesef, and bring him back, and make them scared, and in the end, unto Yosef, what is this story? And what is the permission to make this story? It could be like this. Chazal are telling us in Masechet Pesachim Daf Nun, Lo ke olam hazeh olam habo. This world is not like olam haba. Olam hazeh al psuris toivus olam habo hatoiv ha'meitiv. For good shmuris, for good psuris, what a person hears, he says a brachot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's thanking him, Baruch hatoiv ha'meitiv. Al shmuris rois cholile, Baruch dayno emes. Always we're going to say Hatoy v'Hameitiv. And the Tzlach come on place and asks, Oilam Habo, there is good and bad that we have to say, that we're going to always say Hatoy v'Hameitiv. Is there something which could be bad in Oilam Habo? In Oilam Haze, we human being, there is good, there is bad, there is manim. But what can be in Oilam Habo? That kuloi hatoiv amet, always we're going to say hatoiv amet, even on Shmuel Sroes, on a bed, Shmuel on a bed, think what we're going to hear. Says the Tzlach like this, an important thing. Here on this world, sometimes we hear good things. Good Shmuel, Asimcha, Herdgite Sachen. But leider sometimes, and a lot of times, Herd Meshmuel Sroes, we go through, we pass through hard moments, difficult minutes. Everybody, in another way, he is with children, he is with health, he is with pranose. Everybody knows exactly what we're talking about. Nobody has a life that everything goes smoothly. If yes, I think he doesn't have seichel. He doesn't understand what's going on with the life. This is our life in Olam Hazeh. But we should not think that what we go through here, the bad moments, the hard minutes, sometimes terrible situations, we don't see how we're going to come out from this problem. We're so in the problem that we can't understand how will be a light in the end of this tunnel, how will we arrive in the end. But truthfully, we need to know, believe, Me'ito from HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yisei tzoharo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does never do in purpose a role. What is done in Olam Hazeh is an hoge. It's a way how to bring you the best possible. Sometimes you have to go through these moments, these hard moments, to come and to arrive and to achieve the good moments. It's impossible for you sometimes to achieve these good moments, this light what you're waiting for, without passing through and going through this hard moments, these hard minutes. And when we're in the bad situation, we can't understand, we can't see it happened. But a lot of times a person has this chiyah that after the light comes on, after the morning shines, he understands why he had to go through these hard moments. He couldn't come this good moment without passing through this bad moment. It's a lot of time we have this chiyah to see it. And HaKadosh Baruch has his ways, such a ways that we can't see nothing. So in this world, we think that the Ishmu is Toivus and the Ishmu is Rois. But truthfully, never the Ishmu is Rois. But HaKadosh Baruch and Chazal told us that when you hear something, what you think is Shmu is Rois, because leider on this world, that's how it looks, you should say, Baruch Dayan Emes Leider. But you should know it's Dayan Emes. He with his Emes knows that it's not Shmu is Rois, it's Shmu is Toivus. Therefore, on this world, there is Shmu is Toivus and Shmu is Rois, how it seems to our eyes. But Olam Habo, we will see and understand every minute from our life. The imagery is so clear. We'll understand everything what went through, what we passed through, that it couldn't happen otherwise. This was the proper way. And every minute was Stussim, Navishkeiten, that we were thinking it's bad. We didn't see 1 minute further. So in Olam Habo, Kuloi, everything what happened in Olam Hazeh, Hatoy V'Ameitiv. Everything what happened then in Olam Hazeh will understand was Hatoy V'Ameitiv. It's not that in Olam Haba there is Ra and Toiv. Everything in Olam Haba will be understandable what happens here in Olam Hazeh, Kuloi Hatoy V'Ameitiv. This word says that Tzlach. But we need to know that not only we should wait till Olam Haba to understand everything was good. We have a Chov. We have a chiyuv on this world. What Chazal gave us on Chanukah, Chazal tiknum behalel v'hoidoy. Chazal took these days from Chanukah, which was the last ness in the golus from Klal Yisrael, the last ness which will be till Yemoy Samashiach. There is no ness anymore. They sprout the genisim b'chol is b'chol rega. But the Klolus Digger Ness, as it happens in Ness Chanukah, it's the last Ness. And there is the Koyach and the power to keep us till Yemoy Samashiach. And the power that Chazal decided to give us from this day is Tiknum, the rectified these days, the corrected these days, Behalel Uboidoy. They gave us two things, Halel and Oidoy. It's two different things. Oidoy means that a person, after he sees a Yeshua, after he sees already the light, after he passed these bad moments, and he sees already the Yeshua clearly, he gives Oidoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moidem Nachlan Loch, we're thanking you, Ribbono Shel Olam, that you gave us the Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, we see what happens now, and we're happy, and Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. This is called Oidoy. Halel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment from Halel is not made to say it after we see the Yeshua. Halel is to say and to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Divrei Halel Ushvach, we loibing you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though that we have bad moments, in the place when it's bad, in the moment when it's hard, in the minutes which is terrible, then we're saying Halel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mehulol Shem Hashem. Mimizrach Shemesh, from when there is light and it's clear and everything is understandable, ad mevoyoy, till when we don't see it start to be dark and darker and night and terrible night, even though we don't see nothing, it's an obscure picture. If we don't see nothing, mehulol Shem Hashem. This is halal. Halal is made to say when a person does not understand. Of course, when he understands, if he should for sure say halal. But the point of halal is to say it when we don't understand. The Mishnah says in Megillah, HaKoyre Sahalel Lemafreya, Lo Yotzei Deichoy Vosoi. If somebody will say Hal after the Yeshua came already, Lemafreya, on what happened, he understand now, oh, now I understand it was good. Lo Yotzei, this is not Halel. Halel should say on the place when you don't understand, when you have the Matzef and Tzore, when you have the bad moment, then you should say Hal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you should believe and you should know, there's no bad from Ribbono Shel Olam. It will arrive the good moment, you will achieve it, you have to pass it through, you have to go through. Only this way will bring you this good moment. In Sfasemes, on Chanukah, the Sfasemes says that Yehuda and Yosef was the Pchine of
from Halal and Hoidoi.
Yehuda is Hoidoi, and Yosef is Halal. This for sense explains on his way, but I will try to say it on my way. Yehuda, his whole name is Apam Oides Hashem Vatikru Shmo Yehuda. Yehuda Atu Yeducha Achecho. Yehuda, after the story with Tomo, he says, Tzotko Mimeni. After the story, Yehuda understands, and Yehuda gives a Hoidoi to Rebbeinu Shloilom. And on every piece of goods, Yehuda says Hoidoi for Rebbeinu Shloilom. This is the Pchina from Yehuda. Yosef is a deeper Pchina. Yosef is a Pchina from Halach. Yosef goes through Mitzrayim, and Yosef does not feel one moment that is in a terrible situation. Hashem, the Midas HaRachamim, Matzliach B'Yodoi. Everything is Hashem. There is no din. When the brothers come to Yosef, Yosef says, Asher mecharte moisi mitzraimu. Elokim chashov letoivo. Elokim, the Midas Adin chashov letoivo. Not the Rachmim chashov letoivo. You think it's Midas Adin? No, Elokim chashov letoivo. Even the Midas Adin wasn't the goods here. It seems, it looks like, atem chashavtem olayro. Elokim chashov letoivo doesn't start a bad thing here. Everything is good. In Sfasemes, in another place, says, Asher mecharte moisi mitzraimu. Rashi says in Parash, V'zoi Tzabrocha, Asher shibarto, Yasher koichach osher shibarto. Atribor told Moshe Rabbein, thank you that you broke the luchas. Asher is a loshon Yasher koich. Yosef tells the brother, Asher mecharte moisi mitzraimu. Yasher koichach osher mecharte moisi mitzraimu. Thank you. You don't know what you did. You did the best thing what could happen. You were thinking chorro. Alekim chashov letoiv. Everything is, every moment is good. This is Yosef and this is Halal. Yosef wants to teach his brothers this point of Halal. That when the baddest moment comes, you should know it's good. The brothers bow down Binyamin. They're on the way back to Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. They ate the suda in Mitzrayim. Yosef gave him food, gave him back money. Binyamin is with us, and we go back to Yaakov Avinu. Everything is okay. Yosef sends the Gevi'ah Kesef. Yesterday you didn't understand exactly what I did. I wanted to teach you what Halal means. You should understand there's no bad moment, there's no bad minute in life. So he calls them back with the Gevi'ah Kesef. Binyamin stays here. He's going to be an Eved. And you go back. And Yehuda stays in a situation, V'chotosi le'ovi kol ha'yomim. He lost Olam Hazeh, Olam Habeh, as Chazal say, Masechta Malkus. Atzmois shel Yehuda hoy megol gros boren, mem shodo, til Moshe Rabbeinu shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Yehuda was in a terrible, terrible situation. The baddest situation could be Olam Hazeh and Olam Habeh lost. Finished. Benidui. And he comes to Yosef and he starts to say, Ke'adachor of Sanar, Ve'ichas Eroh, Zeus Le'ovi, I can't do me, I can't. Yosef listens and says, Was dreist a kop, Abdach Sanar, er bleibt a evet. And after these few minutes, suddenly Yehuda feels it's the most moment in the, he didn't have such a moment in his life. And at this moment happened, Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef Achichem. This is Galus. Nothing happened here. The whole story, a whole year, what we're thinking, you came down to a king back and forwards, and all the stories, nothing. Everything's with Yosef. In 1 second, the terrors on everything. Ani Yosef Achichem, and you see everything clear. This is the point of Halal. You should know. Say Halal when you don't understand. Because in 1 second, Berega Kotin Azavtichu Berachim Gdoyle Makabzech. In a second, the change comes. You can't understand, Bechlal, how the change will come. How could Yehuda believe in this second Ani Yosef Achichem? He couldn't think, Bechlal, on this Richtung, on this way. And this happened. This is the Yisot from Yosef from Halle. Ich sam soifo. It's known. Ich sam soifo used to say. The Talmidim brings it from him. Boj Rabbein asks Kish Baruch Hu, Harein no es kvidecho. Kish Baruch Hu answers him, Veroi she es achoirai ufonai lo yiro. You can see only my back, not my front. Said Ich sam soifo. You will not have, never to, here to understand, ufonai. When you before the stage, when you're still in the middle of the way, you will not understand ufonai what's going to be. You can't predict the way what's going to happen. But v'achoyrei, after you passed what you passed, v'ro'isu es achoyrei. A lot of time I'll give it a schi, not always. But you have such a koyach, veroiso es achoyrai, you'll be able to see what happened backwards. This I will give you the koyach, veroiso es achoyrai, ufonai, forward, vayro. The Talmud from the Chasam Sofer, the Kol Arya, was a great segudo. In Tshuvas Kol Arya, in the Akdome, he says, Chazal saying in Broches, veroiso es achoyrai, Mikan Sheherach Akshboruch Hu Lemoyshe Kesher Shel Tfilin. Akshboruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu his Kesher Shel Tfilin. What does Chazal mean with him? Says the Kol Arya like this. Tfilin Shel Rosh is a Bais Echot. There's a Bais Tfilin. What does it say in the Tfilin? Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. What is it Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu? Shema Yisroel, listen Klal Yisroel what you're saying. Hashem the Midas Rachman. Elokeinu the Midas Adin. Don't think it's two separate things. Hashem Echot. Kuloi Kuloi Rachman Kuloi Hashem. There's no Elokeinu. What you see to your eyes, Elokeinu. What you feel, Elokeinu. What you feel Midas Adin. You should know Hashem Echot. The Rebbe Yishlom Shamnog is an hoge from Din. But Be'emes Hashem Echot. Everything is Rachman. This starts with the Bais. With Shema Yisroel. Then these two Ritzuris who comes out from right and from left. We know always Yemin is Rachben. Smoil, left, is Din. These two Ritzuris who comes out from the Tfilin, there's an Hoge for Rebbe from this world with Rachben. There's an Hoge with Din. But don't think it's the Tachlis from Din. The Smoil is not made for Din. It's made an Hoge. You should feel it like this. You should think it like this. But in the back, Kesher shel tefillin, it comes back together. You should understand, Rachman din is one. Veroiso es achoyrai, when you will see in the end of the story, backwards what happened, you will see the kesher shel tefillin. You will see it comes back, ches ne rachmem, kuloi ches ve rachmem, Hashem echot, there is no din here. When Yankov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, Yankov Avinu is scared to go down to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't be worried. Yosef will be the biggest proof for you. There's nothing bad in Klal Yisrael. You don't have to be scared to go down to the Golus. Golus is an hoge. Golus is something, a kura barzel, what we have to go through to come to Geula. We can't achieve Geula. We can't achieve Mashiach without Golus. The shores from all the Golus are here in Golus Mitzrayim. Al tiro merdo Mitzrayim. O noichi elcho, and not stam elcho, gam oloi. Through this, going down to Mitzrayim, you'll come up much more. You'll be up higher than you were before. O noichi elcho, gam oloi. How is the proof? The Yosef, Yoshis Yodal Enecho. Look what Yosef is happening here. He went down, Le'evedim Ka Yosef, and suddenly a king in Mitzrayim. And you were thinking, who is dead? Who knows what's with Yosef? Oymit Betzitkoi, nothing happened with him. He's strong in Yiras Hashem, he's strong in Emune, Cholashu Ois Hashem Atzlich Biyodoi. He's in the Dagi from Halal, even in the bad moments. Nothing is bad in Klal Yisrael. Zog de Zoira Kodesh. Do Rose de Kriya Shema. This is the sod here from Kriya Shema. Yosef comes and proves for Klal Yisroel. Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Do Rose de Kriya Shema. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell Yanki Rabinu, here in this moment, Al Tiro Merdo Mitzrayim. Don't be worried when you see something is happening, something scared is happening here, something bad is happening. Nothing is bad. Everything will be good in the end. You have to pass it through. Yanki Rabinu comes to Mitzrayim. And he says, Yosef, this is the moment now that the truthful Krishna comes to go. Yanki Avinu says, Krishna, I see now what the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, my son is a king in Mitzrayim. This is the moment I say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Everything what I was thinking 22 years, nothing was true. It was a dillion. I see now the clear picture, the clear photo. This is the Zman with Yanki Avinu says, Krishna. It wasn't the Zman from Krishna. Yosef did not have to say Krishna. Yosef was his thought from Halal. Yanki Avinu had to say na Krishma, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, do rozet Krishma, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Whatever Rabbi Yisrael, we start in Achodesh Teves. We know, this forum says, there's 3 months in the year, which is not such a good month. Teves, half Shvat, Tilcha Mishosa B'Shvat,
Tammuz and half of till Chamishos Abov. Chamishos Abov, lo yom tov nisog Chamishos Abov. Chamishos Abishvat, roshon leilon starts good days. Teves and half Shvat are the hard moments from the year. A person can think, we start in Teves, the longest nights from the year. It's the darkness. And a lot of time here in England, nearly the whole day is dark about these Teves. And people can go through in Teves times that they fall by themselves. They feel not secured. They have something. When a problem comes to go on Teves, it's harder than when it comes to go on Sivan. A person needs to know there's no bad moments. There's no bad months. It's an hoge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in his Bris Olam a month of Teves and half Shvat. The Tziruf from Chodesh Teves, we all know there's Tzirufim, and the Sosch is full of it. The Ari HaKadosh gave a Gilui that every month has its Tziruf, Yudkei Vovkei. Otherwise, Teves comes out from the words, La Hashem Iti Unroim Moshmoy. The Soifet Teves from La Hashem, Hey, Iti, Yud, Unroim Mo, Hey, Shmoy, Vov, this is the Yudke Vovke opposite. And we know when Yudke Vovke is opposite, it's not good. But you think it's not good. It's not true. La Hashem Iti. In this month, we believe and we know La Hashem Iti, and in this moment, we're going to say Hallelujah in this month, even if it starts as Rebbe Teves. Tchilas Achum from Klal Yisrael starts as Rebbe Teves. Teves looks to us a matzah from Din. We believe and we know that for Yosef, Yosef said al Anecho, al Tiro Merodom Mitzrayimo, there's nothing bad. A Yid, when he has the richtige emune, and he knows that Rebbe Shem is with him every second, every moment, he knows it's a way through, it's to pass through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us that these days of Chanukah, what tiknu ba'al avo yidoy, this koyach from Parashat Vayigash, which gives us a koyach for all the Goliaths, because it's the beginning from the Goliaths from Klal Yisrael. And this Chodesh Teves, which Lashem iti uneroi meshmoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a good month, a happy month, with everything, which is to see the goods, not only to believe in the goods, but we'll see it by Hashem Yisroch, and we'll be zoichah to berachmim gdoilim akavtzim umher v'meinu omim.